choices. Hey, everybody. So I'm starting a podcast, and my mission is encouragement. Everybody's got, you know, a calling, I think, in life. Everybody has a purpose. God put them here. One of mine, I think, is encouragement. There's something about people when they're hurting that affects me. It impacts me. It hurts me. I have compassion for the hurting, for people who are just in a struggle, in a hard place. Because I think I've been there, right? Yeah. So this is kind of new. It's going to be very casual. I just want to flow, you know, and do what the Lord, you know, wants me to do, which is so not me. Because I want everything normally to be perfect. I want everything to be perfect. Oh, the intro, I got to make this point. I got to have this. Oh, I need that version of this script. No, I'm just going to flow, you know, and just trust that God is going to do the work. Because he's the one that needs to speak to you anyway, right? He's the one we need to hear from in any season of our lives. He's the one that we need to get that touch from. We need his touch in our lives. So it is my prayer that you pray for me and that the Lord be glorified in these podcasts, that he get all the glory of any good that comes out of it, because, you know, he doeth all things well. And I'm trusting that God is going to show up and show out and speak to us in ways that only he can. And I love that about him. He's such a personal God, and he does things in ways that just blow my mind. And I'm so, so grateful. So today's, I'm going to try to keep them short, but today's word, or what I'm feeling today, is choices. You know, the Lord gives us choices. I love options. If I go buy a car, you know, my number one joy, I think, is finding out the features and the options, you know, on a car. You know, does it have this? Oh, yeah, I want the Bluetooth. Oh, I want heated seats, which mine does not have, this one. But thank you, Jesus. It's got everything. Well, no, it doesn't have a sunroof either. But I digress. But I love options. I love having choices and being able to make a decision one way or another about a situation or you know, event or whatever. And so the Lord gives us choices, and those choices have resulting consequences, you know, good or bad, righteous or evil. Our choices dictate ultimately our life. They dictate, you know, what direction our life will go in, the trajectory of our lives, for those of you who love a plethora of words. But it determines where we're going, where we're headed, where we're going to land, how we land, whether we land softly, whether we land at all, whether we crash and burn, or, you know, whether it's a soft landing and cush and enjoyable experience. Our choices really determine the essence of our life, the quality of our lives are driven by everyday choices. And some of those choices are huge and monumental. Some of those choices are minute and seemingly inconsequential. However, very few things are inconsequential. Very few things. But I think that it is critical, especially in this hour, that we be well aware of the choices that we're making. What choices are you making? What choices have you made that you don't even realize you made? And we do it every day, right? We do it every day. We make choices and we don't even realize when we make those choices, we are by default making other choices. When my kids were growing up and I chose every time they went to Walmart, or we went to Walmart, maybe not every time, they'd probably be like, not every time. I can hear Jeffrey, Ashley, and Candace. No. Candace wasn't much of a, you know, she was pretty chill. And Ash too. And Jeff too, in many ways. But still, I could see all three of them being like, nah, you ain't give us money every time we went to Walmart. So yeah, that's not true. But usually when I gave them money, it was when we went to Walmart or we went to a store, Dollar Tree, or we were generally not, you know, flowing in the dough. So it was usually somewhere where they could make, you know, a decision about where they wanted to spend their money. So it was somewhere where they could spend just a few bucks. But it, by default, when I chose to give them money, when we were in a store, I was by default choosing to teach them, when you get money, spend it. When you get money, spend it. And it wasn't until they got into their teen years that I started saying, you know, you should probably start saving. And so I made another choice. Jeffrey was my oldest. And so when he got his job at 15, I think he started working at McDonald's. I said, Jeff, you have no bills. And because you have no bills, you should be able to save money. And because you should be able to save money and you have no bills, you should, and I strongly suggest and encourage you to save at least half of your paycheck. And he was sharp, and he did. He saved half of his paycheck. And so by default, some months down the road, when he had amassed, you know, quite a savings, I borrowed like several hundred dollars from him. So when I made that good decision to encourage him to save some money, I by default, not even knowing the decision I was making, set myself up to be in a place, an advantageous position to borrow from him, which was not, maybe not advantageous, but I think we're squared away now. But so choices have consequences, and so many of those consequences you don't even see. You have no idea what that marriage will do to you. You haven't even prayed about it. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? You're going to marry him and you have not gotten God's approval? You are kidding me, aren't you? Come on. You're going to marry her and you didn't seek your pastor's approval? He's watching for your soul. And you think, oh, well, he doesn't know. Well, then why are you going to his church? Why are you sitting under his leadership and authority? Really, if he can't speak into your life, you know, here's the thing. You're concerned. You're fearful. You already know. Maybe it's not the will of God. So you don't want God's input. When we make the choice not to adhere, to listen to leadership, when we make the choice to disregard the fail-safes, the checks and balances, the blessings that God has put in place to keep us and protect us, we are by default making another decision. It's a choice. It's a choice to be out there on your own or to potentially regret that decision. You know, the Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. In multitude of counselors, excuse me, there is safety. There's safety in that. In the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Why would you shy away from that? It's your choice to accept their counsel, but at least get it. At least listen to it. Be wise. Be wise. Don't be foolish. That's a choice. There's another choice, right? At least listen to godly counsel. At least listen. Listen to it. Take the time to listen to those who have been where you are going. Take the time to listen to those who have embarked on the trip, the voyage that you are pursuing. Take the time to listen to those who have wisdom. If you're going to get married, why not interview 5-10 married couples? The ones you think are happiest and the ones you think are not so happy. Get counsel. Get counsel. Don't just get one side or the other. It's a coin is no good if it's only one-sided, right? They call that, what's that stuff called? You know, when it's not good money, counterfeit. Yeah, yeah. On its face, maybe on one side, it looks like the real deal. Turn it over, right? Turn it over. You know, you need something well-rounded. You need to know both ends of the spectrum, both sides of the coin. You need to know the good and the bad. You need to talk to people who aren't going to tell you just the joys of marriages. They should tell you the pitfalls. If they have a good marriage, they're going to know. If they never, ever argue and they've never had a fight, you know, talk to them after their honeymoon. Not tonight. But anyway, you've really got to listen to people. People have a story to tell. You can learn from it. People have stories to share. Learn from it. Don't run from counsel. People who run from counsel, you know what you want. You want your own way. And you don't want God's will, which is a dangerous place to be, because he said he would withhold no good thing from you. He's not going. If that guy is meant for you, if that girl is meant for you, take time and listen to godly counsel. All right, I'm going to try to keep all of these 12 minutes or less. So I can't believe it's already been 11 minutes and 8 seconds, 10 seconds, 11, 12. So I'm going to wrap it up. But take time and listen to counsel. When you are making choices, you're not only making one choice. Remember, every choice by default is many choices. Consider what choices you're making and what those choices mean. What will it mean? Not today only. What will it mean? Not after you say I do and you can sleep with that person trying to stay righteous. I get it. But what will it mean in a year when that's worn off, when the novelty is no longer a novelty? All right. What's it going to mean in 5, 10, 20 years? Think long term when you make your choices. God bless.